host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
On the show tonight, the Command Sisters, Charlotte and Sarah. They've released their self-titled debut album featuring the song White Dress, which they've shot a video for. Lots of stories and songs are just ahead as I welcome the Command Sisters to the show. Hello, Charlotte and Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, great to have both of you here. Now, start off by telling us, what part of Canada that you girls call home.
We are actually from Edmonton, Alberta.
Very nice indeed. A lot of talent from Alberta. I wonder what it is out there. There's so many, especially country artists from that area.
Yeah, definitely. Country music is it's huge in Canada, especially Alberta. We're known for that, actually. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about this album that you got, which is really cool, a full-length album, which is available at iTunes and also at your website, thecommandsisters.com. But let's go back in time, and you're still very young now, so we don't have to go back too far, but take us back when you were a bit younger and how you started in music, how you both started singing together.
Yeah, music, actually, it's interesting. It kind of happened really unexpectedly. Growing up, we always really enjoyed the arts, and we started realizing at a very young age that we really liked music. I always wrote poetry, and my sister would write plays with me, and we'd put it on for all of our neighbors. And when we were 9 and 6, we were overheard singing a Christmas song for our great-grandma at her old folks home at her table, and we were asked to sing at a women's conference. And from there, people kept asking us to sing at different venues. It kind of kept going on and on and on. And eventually, when I was 12, we started to develop our own sound, because that's when I started writing songs. And that's when everything kind of changed for us.
No doubt. Now, age-wise, so Charlotte, you're 17 and Sarah's 14?
Yes.
The album, as you mentioned, the songwriting, I noticed on the album, rather than outside songs from other writers, most of the songs written by you, Charlotte, and the song singing is written by both of you. How important was that to have the album of songs from both of you as opposed to other writers?
I think it's really important. That's my favorite part of it, and a reason that I'm so proud of this album is because it was us writing it. It was our complete own creativity and what we thought, and just, I mean, eventually I would love to start co-writing, but I think for me it's really important that I write my own songs, because it just means a lot.
Also, another thing on the album which is really cool was David, which was our producer down in Nashville, he really wanted us to create our own sound, and in able to do that, he encouraged us to play on a lot of instruments on the album. So I did a lot of the electric guitar soloing, and Charlotte did some keyboard and some guitar as well. So I think that also really helped create the sound of our sound, you know, instead of having other people play it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. Not only the writing, but you're playing a lot of the instruments, and that's a real talent to have. So what we're hearing is, a lot of both of you, so it's not, you know, other people's ideas. We're getting Charlotte and Sarah up close.
Yeah. And that's what we're really
happy
about, David. You know, he really captured our sound and let us be creative and kind of explore our own way of doing the music. He really let us do that, so that's really cool.
And David has worked with Tim McGraw, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, and he's a hit songwriter himself. So you're talking about how he, you know, helped you in the studio. What were some of the things he did that brought out the best in both of you when you were recording the songs?
Well, David, I think the main thing was, like Sarah said, he let us be us. You know, he would say, and we've recorded before, and which was great. But the thing that David did that was different was he let us, you know, play, okay, now Charlotte, you can go play your little guitar intro instead of having somebody else to do it. And the great thing that I love about David is he would let me write all the own songs myself. You know, like while we were in Nashville, he would come to me and he would say, okay, show me some of your new songs. And I would say, okay, so I have half of this one. And instead of saying, oh, well, go off and write it with somebody else, he would say, now write it yourself. And I think that's the really great thing that David lets us do.
Yeah, it was really great because a lot of the time he would come and he'd say, well, we have this instrumental break here in the song. Go home and go figure that out, and tomorrow we'll record a solo for it. So, Sarah, you have a couple hours and just go play it and figure it out. And he wouldn't want to tell me what to do. He would just be kind of like, I know you can figure out. Just go home and see what comes to you. And it was really great because it really ended up creating a sound, which is ourselves.
So, Charlotte, did you write a lot of these songs, it sounds like, while you were down in Nashville and right around the time of the album, or were any of them written prior to it?
A few of them were written before, but a lot of the times we would go down and, like I said, I would show him like half of one that I had just started, like even like a few days before we had just gotten there. You know, it was very interesting because he would say, okay, now you have a week to finish this song before we go into the studio and record it. Very similar to Sarah, you know, having to figure out a solo for the next day. It was a really interesting experience. It was pressure, but good pressure. To see how fast I could write those songs.
And where do you get your ideas for songwriting? I know it's different with every song, but do you have a way that you like to write, a place or a time of day?
For me, it can happen kind of anywhere. Like, I'll be in my bed, and it's like 1 in the morning, and all of a sudden, like, this idea pops into my head. So I'm like, oh, no, I have to, like, jot this down in the dark, you know, or get a flashlight or something so nobody knows that I'm awake. Or sometimes it can happen when I'm out anywhere in the mall and I'll just, like, have to pull out my phone and make a voice memo and I'm, like, trying to, like, and people are just, like, looking at me like, what is she doing? So it seems to me that it comes anywhere, like, at any time, you know. So, yeah.
Now, let's talk about influences, whether it's country or pop or any of the artists that influence you. And let's start with Sarah, and maybe you can tell us a few of those artists who have inspired you, and then, Charlotte, you can share yours.
Well, a couple of my musical influences would definitely have to be Brad Paisley, mainly because I believe, like, his songs are just, they speak to so many different people, and they're so beautifully written, and I love Brad Paisley all around. He's amazing at guitar and songwriting and everything, as well as right now I'm really, really inspired by Andy McKee. He is an instrumental guitarist, and he's just, his work is beautiful. So those are two people that really inspire me right now.
Great. What about you, Charlotte?
I don't think I can pinpoint anyone who in particular inspires me. Like, I get inspired by so many different artists. Like, I love listening to as many different styles as possible. I'm not very picky when it comes to music. And I think the thing that mainly inspires me is live music. Like, every time we go out and we perform at, like, a festival or something, or just anywhere we go, there's always other performers. Like, the CCMAs was great because there's so many different artists that are there. And same with, like, the Edmonton Folk Fest. And every time I go out, I seem to pick up something from any of the artists there and just see how they perform on stage. And I think live music affects me the most and influences me the most.
Do you have a concert that stands out in your minds from recent years, one where you've both gone, or it might be a separate answer, and you've really been blown away by that singer and the show they put on?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I believe, we went to see Heart at the Jubilee Auditorium. And it was cool to see how their two sisters as well, and to see what
That's
they
right.
did. And they were just mind-blowing. They were so amazing. And so that was really a great inspiration for us, definitely, seeing how they perform and their songs and everything. That was definitely
yeah.
really cool.
Now let's turn to some music here, a song that you wrote, Charlotte, called White Dress. And you've shot a video for this as well. We'll come back and talk about that video. It's really cool. I was watching it earlier today.
Thank you.
But let's talk about the song. So what influenced you? And then we will share this one.
This song was one of those songs where it just seemed to pop into my head after a long, busy day. It's not about anyone in particular, but I was just climbing into my bed one night, and the chorus of it just, like, popped into my head, this idea of how I could relate somebody being in love with somebody else, but the other person not being ready to love that person, kind of use a metaphor of somebody standing in a white dress and ready to get married. It just, like, this whole idea popped into my head,
right.
And so I quickly wrote it down as I was turning off my lights, and that's kind of how the song started. And I actually started writing it, like, 2 days before we left for our third trip to Nashville last year in October to record. So it was kind of quick and right before everything, but that's how it all started.
This is Charlotte and Sarah, the Command Sisters, and White Dress on In the Country.
She's not hiding it anymore. She's never met a guy quite like him before. She thinks he just might be the one. She doesn't know what he's running from. He's not ready to love again. His broken heart is too shattered to mend. He's been blinded by love before, and now it's knocking at his door. She'll do anything. Oh, she wants him so badly. She doesn't know he's not ready. The hurt's too deep.
Those are the Command Sisters with White Dress here on In the Country. They are joining me on the line from Alberta, and that is a song from their self-titled debut album. You can visit them online at thecommandsisters.com. Girls, it's such a beautiful song. Your voices sound great, and it's just a very moving song.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the video. I understand you shot this in 30 minutes, and the reason you needed to shoot it that fast was you were filming it during the 4th of July in the States, and there were fireworks in the background. So take the story from there.
Yeah, it was crazy. David literally phoned us 2 days before 4th of July, and we knew we were supposed to go down to Nashville soon, but we didn't know it was going to be that soon. And he phoned us, and he was like, do you mind coming down? Because we had this great idea to film the music video with fireworks in the background. And at first I was like, what do you mean fireworks? Like, is it computer generated or what do you mean? And it's crazy. Even before we even got on set, I really had no idea what was really going to happen. It was on the 4th of July, and we actually filmed it on the roof of a bank, which was downtown Nashville. And the fireworks were literally behind us, like literally behind us. And it was crazy. We had to do it 30 minutes because that's how long the fireworks show was. And it was funny because Andrew, which is the producer of the video, was telling us, kind of joking around, like, I mean, if you mess up, it's like, I guess we'll try again next year, but it's not like you could replay the fireworks. So it was pretty crazy.
It looks pretty spectacular. The colors and the fireworks in the background really add a nice touch. And were you pretty comfortable in front of the camera? Was that one of your first times for a professional video?
Yes, that was our first ever music video. And, of course, we've done many TV interviews, and it wasn't our first time in front of a camera, but it was our first ever music video. And it just everything just seemed to flow naturally, and it was really comfortable, and everything just ended up being perfect, besides the fact that it was probably about 40 degrees on top of the roof. But it was just such an amazing experience, and honestly, it couldn't have felt any more magical, and it was just so great.
Let's talk about the CCMAs, and you were there this past September for the showcase of new artists. What was that like? Can you tell us how that felt and what you gained from that experience?
That was really crazy. We didn't expect that it would be so amazing. Like, when we applied for the new artist showcase, we didn't know what it was going to be like. We'd never known anyone who had been in it before, so we were like, we just didn't know what to expect. It was our first year at the CCMAs as well, so it was a totally new thing. But when we got there, it was so amazing. Like, you know, there was about 1,000 people in the room for the new artist showcase, and it was a pretty big deal, and we didn't even know what it was going to be like. So we were absolutely honored to be a part of it. It was really cool, and the whole CCMA experience was amazing, because pretty much every big, important, crazy, awesome Canadian country artist they're all in one room together, and so it's so cool to be so close to everyone in the industry, and so it was so amazing.
Did you get a chance to talk to any particular people, and was any advice given to you about how to move your career forward?
Yeah, definitely. There was lots of people we talked to. One of the artists that we talked to a lot was, his name was Paul Brandt. He did a workshop there, actually, it was really great. It was about kind of how you have to, you know, when you're a musician, you have to know who you are, and you have to stay true to yourself and be who you are. And so he gave us lots of great advice. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you have to not compromise yourself for anything, and just be yourself. And so that was really cool to get to talk to him.
Paul is such a great country artist, and of course he is from Alberta as well, another great talent from that area.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, Sarah, tell us about performing live, and what is that like? Is it a real rush? Do you really love getting on stage and sharing your songs with the crowd?
There's really no other feeling than performing. It's probably one of the best feelings in the world. I think any other artist would understand that. It's just getting in front of people, and after all of, of course, recording is a long process, and writing the songs and playing them. It's a long process, and when you can finally get out in front of an audience and just take everything you practice and just play it in front of people, and really seeing people enjoy it is probably one of the best feelings in the world, and it's really rewarding and just the best.
And what are some of your favorite cover songs when both of you are performing? Do you throw in some of your favorite songs that are out now, or even older songs?
Yeah, we cover a wide range of different genres. We've done all sorts of things. Recently we were asked to perform at a wedding, and so we got asked to do like Hallelujah and How Great Thou Art, and then sometimes we'll be at a school and the kids will ask us to do like Look at Me Now by Chris Brown, right? And sometimes, we have the older songs, like what we grew up with, like the country songs, like Traveling Soldier by the Dixie Chicks, and we'll go to new stuff like Katy Perry. Or we seem to like playing around with a lot of different styles, and we love taking requests from people, you know, to see when an audience asks, you know, do this song, you know, it's fun to whip it out. So we do a lot of different things.
Let's talk about the song Shy, which is also from your self-titled debut album that you wrote, Charlotte. What can you tell us about this song?
That song is inspired by my sister. She relates very well to this song, you know, from a 14-year-old, you know, standpoint. You know,
right.
When you have feelings for somebody, but whenever you walk by them, you know, you just don't know how to talk to them, and you get shy. And so that song is definitely, it's kind of inspired by that.
Let's share it now with our audience. These are the Command Sisters and Shy on In the Country.
What's it gotta be that everybody's after me? All the crazy words and behind my back murk you see. They get all the attention they need.
Great singing and great songwriting. Those are the Command Sisters with their song, Shy. Another great job there, girls.
Thanks.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I understand that you somewhat regularly get out to the local hospital and visit young patients who are there, and you sing to them. That must make a big difference, not only to them, but it probably makes you feel great as well.
It does. It's one of our favorite things. You know, what we've learned from this whole experience is that it's not always about the big show, the fans, you know, just like a big crowd or, you know, glamour or anything. The things that make you feel the best, I find, are the ones that, you know, you're just helping somebody. It's not about, you know, fancy, you know, all the time. It's just when we're in there and we're singing for these kids, it makes us feel really great that hopefully we've helped them feel better, because, like, the stuff that we've seen in there, it's so sad, and it's just, it's unbelievably awful, and we feel so bad. So to help in any way possible is great, and I think one of the best ways to do that is sharing music, because everybody loves music, and I think it's a really powerful way to do it.
Definitely, and music does really touch people's lives. Do you have a song that each of you sing, it might be the same one, that moves you, whether it's one that you've written or a cover song, a song that really moves you as you perform it?
Yeah, it's a song. There's a song I just wrote called Something to Live For, and it was inspired by some friends of mine who are going through suicidal stuff right now and really heavy, hard stuff. That's, you know, it's hard to talk about, but I wrote this song called Something to Live For about how you have to, you know, even though it's hard, you have to pull through, even though it's difficult, you know, things will get better if you stick around, and, you know, so I think that's definitely one of those songs for me.
Now, Sarah, of all the male country artists out there, if you could choose one of them to have as a duet partner on a song, who would you choose? Anybody come to mind?
I would probably have to say Brad Paisley. I think that is that's a hard one.
That's a good answer, though. That came pretty quick, so obviously he is right at the top of your list of favorites.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, for you, Charlotte, what about a song to pitch to? Who would it be? Who would a dream situation be for you to have record one of your songs?
Ooh, if I could write a song for somebody?
Yeah, exactly. Who would you,
oh my
how
goodness.
Far would you want to see it go as far as the artist?
I could never even imagine having a famous singer sing one of my songs, but I wrote this song. I'm writing, and I'm in the process of writing a song right now, and it's very different from anything I've ever written, and it's like, it's kind of like poppy, bluesy, and I don't know, not that I would ever be able to pitch a song to Rihanna, but when I hear it, it sounds like a song that Rihanna would sing. I don't know why.
Cool.
I don't know. When I'm writing songs, sometimes it's interesting to imagine a famous artist singing them, because then it's a whole
sure.
different take on it. But I don't ever see that happening. That would be really cool, but I think it's a little
yeah.
crazy.
That's an
imagine.
Interesting answer. So when you're
yeah,
writing,
I
guess
know.
You can write, you can write stuff from your own point of view, but other times you can kind of change it up a bit and write from another perspective?
Exactly, yeah, and I think
that's cool.
What's neat about songwriting is trying to write in different styles and trying to write other people's stories and taking inspiration from anything, and I think it's really cool and it's fun.
Now, we're just getting set to wrap up here. I wanted to ask each of you something you like to do outside of singing, a hobby or spending time on the weekend. Let's start with you, Sarah.
Okay, well, mine would definitely have to be soccer. I've always done soccer growing up, and I'm actually on the competitive soccer team right now, so that would definitely have to be mine.
Awesome, Sarah. What about you, Charlotte?
I really like writing poetry. That's something that I've always enjoyed doing since I was probably like 9 years old or something, and I love drawing as well, which is something that I did from a very young age, too. So anything kind of like that, you know, drawing, writing poetry, anything that has to do with that. That's definitely
yep.
my favorite things to do outside of music.
Very creative. That is awesome. It has been so much fun spending time with both of you and sharing these songs. The whole album is great, and I'll encourage our listeners to not only request the songs, but to head to iTunes or your website and get the album. Thanks so much for spending the time here, Charlotte and Sarah.
Thank you so much for having us.
My guests today have been the Command Sisters from Alberta. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.